This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بعيد على الكسلان أو ذي ملالة وأما على المشتاق فهو قريب. This is a poem, a portion of a poem that was mentioned by a well-known poet named Jamil Buthaina. And it is as follows. It is far for the lazy or languid person, but it is near for the yearning person. Meaning that the one that yearns for something, it will always be close to you because you're always going towards it. You desire it. You understand the value of it, or you value it. But the one that doesn't value it, the one that doesn't see pure value in this thing, it will seem far and it will seem burdensome, and you will be bored when consuming or doing it. Ibn Qayyim uses this poem when speaking about migration to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. As we talked about before in previous videos, that the person that follows the sunnah, following the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you may be alone, you may be in a room of people, but they don't regard the sunnah as that which one should yearn for. They don't value the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Therefore, valuing Islam to the degree, understanding that the Prophet Muhammad is the one that came with Islam, understanding his sacrifice, understanding his love and what he wants for you. When understanding that, internalizing that, you yearn for his guidance, what he has brought you, ultimately, which is what Allah intended for you. If we look at prophethood, prophethood is what Allah intends for mankind to exemplify in their lives. From every aspect, not only in the mosque, in your home, amongst people, in your existence. So when one understands that, they internalize it, they love it, they yearn for it. And the one that yearns for something, they realize that they are in need of it. And without it, it is a means for their destruction. It is a means for that which can compromise their spiritual well-being, their psychological well-being, their physical well-being. And that is what Ibn Qayyim uses as an introduction when explaining migration to the Messenger. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us of those that yearn for the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. For verily, the sunnah is what Allah intended for all of us in how to live our lives. Barakallahu feekum. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Thank you.